We're learning Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Reish Mem Dalet. So, in the last year, we were discussing the idea that even when a person hires a non-Jew or any Yehudi to do malacha for him on Shabbos in a way which is mutter, which we refer to as kablonis, which means that you're giving him a fee for a job. You're not paying him to work for you any specific day. So we mentioned that there's a couple stipulations that you have to make. Number one is we don't want you instructing him to do the work on Shabbos or setting up the situation in such a way that it's going to have to be done on Shabbos. We mentioned in the previous year, person dropping off a car by a mechanic, for example, dropping it off on Friday afternoon and telling him I'll pick it up right after Shabbos, or possibly, it seems in the Shavua later on, even saying I'll pick it up Monday morning, early Monday morning, when you know he's closed on Sunday. So that's a problem because it's basically telling him to do it on Shabbos. Now, even though you didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos, then he could technically come in on Sunday when his shop is normally closed and do the work for you, but you know that's not going to happen, and so that would be a problem. Now, we also mentioned that there's another idea, and that is even if he has plenty of time to do the job, for example, but if it's going to be, the malacha is going to be done on something which is, there's two ways of saying it. One way of saying it is mechuber, attached to the ground, like a house or a field or something like that. But the main point we saw really, as Mishnah Berurah explains, is it's something which everyone knows that it belongs to a yid. So that's problematic. And in our car example, even if, let's say, I dropped off the car on Thursday, but I happen to know that he's not going to work on it till Shabbos, and it's the middle of a Yiddish neighborhood, and everyone knows my car, you know, it's the car with the door that's a different color, whatever it is, and so that also could be a problem, assuming that he does the work in a way where people see the cars when he's working on it. So that's a different issue. The question was with mail, so we're going to get to that later on. There's a very specific discussion about that later on. We'll get to that in a minute. Right now we're in the middle of Sif Aleph in the Ramah, and then we'll continue with the Mechaber. So the Ramah says, Vafilu in Dar Bein Ha'enel Yehudim, even if a person lives between non-Jews, in other words, he doesn't live among other Jews, and therefore the issue of Mar Zayin, of people looking and saying that the malacha that's going on over here, the person's building his house, is the person was hired to do it, in which case it would create that Mar Zayin. It's not an issue. There aren't yidden around, really. He's only living in a Geish neighborhood. Yesh lachush l'archem abayim sham. So he still has to worry that maybe guests will come, stay by him. Or his own family, who's going to be chayshin. Now, the Mechaber continues, that even if we have the Malacha happening outside the Tchum, that means it's outside the permissible area for someone to walk through on Shabbos from his city. But if it's happening outside the Tchum, and there's no other city within the Tchum of where the Malacha is happening, then it's okay. We're going to discuss later on the case of the non-Jew taking the sheep of the Yisrael into his own kennel, his own herd and fenced in area. So just to clarify, we just say it was as follows, that when we talked about that malacha, which is done on either a house, a field, something which is attached to the ground, and therefore the main point being again, something that everyone recognizes belongs to a yid. So we talk about that it's an isser if it's within the tchum. Someone's going to come and see it. Even if he lives in a place where there's no other yidden around, we have to be concerned about guests or people in his house. Now, if he now even if he doesn't live there, that's if he's living there. At least if he doesn't live there. But if it's within the tchum of a different city, right? There's work being done on a site. He doesn't live there. He has owns a property somewhere else, and there's workmen coming in working on the site. But there's another area, there's another Yiddish area within the Tchum Shabbos, so then he has to be concerned also that people are going to come and see it. They might see it on Shabbos, they might see the work taking place, and he has to tell the any Yehudi not to do the Malach on Shabbos. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah inside. The Mishnah Berurah is Sifkat Yir Alas, going on the Ramah, in Dar, what's the Leymar, Shehu Dar Mechutz V'Tchum Meir. See, this person is living outside the Tchum, the guy ain't ira cheres b'seich tchum, and there's no other cities also close within that tchum. After the malacha, also it's still problematic for to allow the guy to do the malacha. Yesh lachush la'archem demikli legabe yashidu, because we're worried that maybe guests will come and guests will be by him and they'll be chayish him. U'madu mekilu mekamei mi b'chutz l'tchum. Now, when we talk about in the words of the mechaber that if the malacha is outside the tchum, that's not a problem. That the work is there. He doesn't live there. So in other words, if he doesn't live there, if he lives there, so it's an issue no matter what. Why? Because he's living there. His family's there with him. He might have guests with him. But if he's not living there, so then if there's no one else within range, so then it's not a problem. As far as the issue of Marazayin, of course, again, if he's paying the person to do Malacha today on Shabbos, then it's a problem no matter what. We're discussing now only the issue of Marazayin, where really he hired them, it's a kablon, he said, get the job done, take it, you know, you have time to do it, you don't have to do the work on Shabbos, and the guy decides that for his own benefit, he'd rather do the work on Shabbos. That's only a problem in Maariv Zayin, and if there's no one within range to see it on Shabbos, so then it's not going to be a problem. There's any Yidin living over there near the Tchum, it's also. And again, the Yitzavah and Yehudi, Kaidim Shabbos, Shalyasim Shabbos. You shouldn't do anything on Shabbos. So it's Mutter, there's no Marazayin. And the any Yehudi says, Mishnah Berurah further, Kitarach, the Didekotarach, the any Yehudi is his own choice to do the Malach on Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is going to bring down two very interesting cases that the Achrayim discussed. The Hinei Mitzayim Mashin is Bayer Bezas Asif Muchach, the Osir Liskor any Yehudi Bekablonis, you're not a higher a guy with kablonis, means you're not paying him by day, you're paying him by job. Lifts nice, zivloi michotzev u'oitzel by b'Shabbos. Take out the garbage. Garbage man. That the guy comes by on Shabbos and takes out the garbage. V'u m'sakan achotzev b'zev, v'u m'chlau m'lechis m'chuber. The point being that we're going to consider it like work which is being done on a house or on a field or on a yard, which is being done in the yard, it's cleaning my yard. So we said m'lechis m'chuber is aser because of Marazayin. Even if I'm not hiring him to do the job on Shabbos, it's his choice to do it on Shabbos. But we said, Marazayin is an issue if you're dealing with the malacha done in my house. So here you have a situation where the garbage is not in my backyard. It's in the chayv, it's in the street. So why would that be okay? What about the issue of Marazayin? So here the Mishnah Berurah himself writes, that he brings out from Magen Avraham, that we have a rule that when it comes to a situation of Marazayin type of idea, Kshad, so we say if there's a rabbin, if there's a tzibur who's doing it together, so we're not chayshed the tzibur for doing something wrong. So since the whole issue is a Marazayin issue, and since this is not a personal thing, everyone on the block is getting the garbage picked up, right? The garbage truck is going up and down the block. So then that's what's brought down as not being an issue. The truth is, in our situation, it's really, really different because we're not even hiring the garbage meant to do it. It's not us that's hiring it. We're paying taxes, but it's understood that it's the city that tells the garbage man when to do it, so it's b'chlau, not considered to be an issue, even if your garbage pickup is on Shabbos. Yes?
Question. What if you're a manager for a company, and you have workers under you, and you have them come in on, Gentile workers come in on Shabbos, not really working, technically they're working
Okay, the question was asked, what to do with workers when you're part of a company. So we're going to get, I don't know if I got your question 100% straight, but we'll get to later on, we'll get to the discussion of when you have a shutzis, a joint ownership of a company, which is a Jew and a non-Jew together, how to deal with that issue specifically. So if we don't get to it then, you'll ask the question again. Okay? Just to mention very briefly, the other issue we've discussed over here is building a shul on Shabbos. In other words, you have to rebuild the shul, and you have workers coming in on Shabbos. So what about that? Can that be done? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down a very interesting point. He says, again, you're talking about Kablonis, right? The problem is Mar Zayin. Okay, it's a Rabim. Rabim is no Chshad. He says, but the fact is, keep his manenu, she'ena umay shebeinenu, shcheinenu, the nations who are our neighbors, they don't let anyone do malacha openly on their holiday. It used to be like that. It used to be laws. You couldn't do work openly on Sunday. So he says, a terrible chil Hashem if we're going to let it happen. This is a very big discussion, especially when it's a Shas of Chak, if they should let such a thing happen. I just want to end off with an incredible story. It happened in about the year 1800, reading from Rav David Ribi at Sefer. There's a fire broke out in the city of, I'm pronouncing it properly, Merkash Friedland. Rav Eger was the Rav in the city, and a tremendous amount of houses were destroyed. And they had to be rebuilt. Rav Eger, he issued a proclamation. He says that everyone who is building houses should make sure to make a contract that the malacha should not be done on Shabbos and Yontif. So everyone listened to Rav Eger and said so, except for the president of the Kehillah and the wealthiest member. And he wanted his new house built, and he hired workers to do the job nonstop, Shabbos and Yontif. And everyone tried to stop him, nothing worked. And Rav Eger announced publicly that whoever has his house built on Shabbos, it won't stand for long. But things kept going. His house was completed, the first one completed. It was a beautiful, big house. And people were amazed at the chutzpah. A little while afterwards, one of the beams collapsed. And they discovered that the entire frame of the house was infested with decay. And they had to destroy the whole house to rebuild it again. An issue of the Isser of this happening, and of course of the Mar Zayin and the Chil Hashem. Good night.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com